The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning and welcome, Patriot Radio News Hour. Joe and Jason here on this Friday. I hope it finds you well out there. Man, what a day, the year of chaos. I told you, this is going to be an I told you show. You guys got to wake up. People don't really understand what is happening in the markets right now. And it's something where really hard for a lot of people to get their arms around. The gold right now up $70. You heard it right. Gold's up 70. We said 2400 by the end of the week. We were wrong. Right now it's $2,425. Yesterday, all week, I told you, silver closed above 28. It's going right to 30. Take advantage. Understand what's happening. Silver's up $1.60 right now. $29.82. Yeah, what happened to 28? It's gone. What happened to 20? Yeah, it's gone. It's gone. Right now, we'll see. Based on what we see today, Monday will be another day. And again, if we get sideways or up action and gold's going to be 2,500 next week. That's just what's going to happen. And you guys, I get it, right? You're like, gosh, look at this move. No, you don't get it. You don't get it. This is the last gasp here. Yeah, inflation, they didn't fix it. But that's not the big problem. Nope, the big problem is debt. And it's not just us. Everybody, how about Fitch downgraded China to negative, right? Credit Watch negative, right? We're on negative. Everybody's negative. Japan, the yen, right? They can't stop it from falling. Why? Because they've drowned us in debt. And now, you know, it used to be, we'd have a bad auction, bad treasury. You know, maybe one every week. We had terrible auctions Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So yesterday was a 30-year auction. It was awful. Nobody showing up. And guess what? We got all these massive tails, and the banks end up having to buy it all. What happens, right, when there's no more money to buy it all? And I think gold and silver are telling you, you better get ready. This is something we haven't seen, these types of moves, since going back to the 70s. This is the time. We didn't see these types of moves during the financial crisis. Yeah, it moved. But it wasn't moving $100 a week every week. Yeah, something's going on. And here's the big difference. The lack of physical supply. This is the big difference. And I was talking to Jason. I said, man, is somebody cornering the market here? Are they going to force like a zinc situation where all of a sudden they're like, okay, you caught us. You busted us, right? We really don't have all this physical gold to deliver, and they shut gold off, and then you come back the next day, and instead of it being 2,500, it's 10,000. Jason, can we see that?
You don't believe you're going to, you know, nobody really thinks they're going to get into a car wreck until you get into a car wreck, right, Joe? Nobody, people that listen to this show, they know that hyperinflation is something that could happen. But no one actually, I think, really believes that it's going to happen until it happens. If gold is a leading indicator of inflation, and it's been doing so really well the last 20 years, what kind of prices are we looking at? And Joe's talking about like these markets are broken. They're starting to see things. Are big players trying to take deliveries? What Joe is saying. And are they not going to be able to? Hey, we'll get you delivery in October. Well, when the price of gold goes up $450, you don't want to take delivery of your gold in October, do you? You're a little worried about if that's going to materialize. And Joe and I, as Joe was saying, we're talking this morning, and we remember in China when the nickel markets closed, too much price action, not enough delivery, right? And they closed it, and it opened back up. It was a huge price. They did whatever they could to manipulate and get it to stop. But that wouldn't happen with we talk about, you know, bank holidays, right, Joe? Bank holidays were back when they actually had gold as money, when money was money, right? So gold is still money. So what happens if they have to shut gold off for a day, shut off gold for 2 days, and gold sitting at, let's say, $2,600? It's you know, how many guys on YouTube are talking about how gold can go to these ridiculous numbers? Well, you shut gold off because delivery can't be had. It opens up 2 days later, and it's 4X overnight. This is why you buy it now. And Joe and I are extremely disappointed in our customer base because you guys are like deer in the headlights. You're just sitting there and watching. We know we've got certain buyers that look like they're waiting for it to, okay, it'll cool off, and it'll come back $100, and I'll just jump in then. And there are times where that just doesn't happen, and that's 2,500 gold looks likely. And I told you I could see the 2,400 range kind of languish next week for a few days, lull people into the, okay, it's stopping. And then we could see $100 or $80 or $90 on Friday, and it goes right past 2,500. This Friday, the Friday-Monday price action has not stopped for about a month, Joe. It's incredible to watch.
Patriot Radio News Hour. Joe and Jason will be back after the break. 951-0592. Joe and Jason wrapping up this Friday. The Dow is down 375 points as we got earnings from the big banks, J.P. Morgan, Citi, Wells Fargo. And I'll just keep it simple for you. None of them were great. Citi had probably a better number than the others, but all of them, same problem, right? Hey, we're not making as much money. Profits are down 20%. Interest rates are too high. We've got too many writers. We've got to keep writing off credit cards and commercial real estate. And oh, by the way, I guess maybe interest rates aren't going to go the way we thought. S&P's down 56. The NASDAQ's down 200. The 10-year note, man, yesterday it got almost to 460. It's down to 450 only because they're all worried, right? Right. Oh, wait a minute. Man, we got a problem here. Oil's up $2. All of this, another one of these Iran's going to attack thing. That's another funny story. Why do I get the feeling that we're in there saying, okay, yeah, Israel probably shouldn't have done what it did with the consulate thing. But here's what you can do, right? We're trying to figure out something that Iran can do that everybody will be okay with, right? That's kind of, I don't know that, but that's kind of what I've been, hey, listen, you can't hit that. No, you can't do that, but we'll let you do this instead, right? You know, that's kind of what it feels like. We told you about gold, silver roaring here. The currency market's kind of quiet today. But they're sending a message to you. Do you hear it yet? Right. You know, I mean, the Dow, you know, it's at 38,000. You know, barely here. But there's warning signs everywhere. The question is, are you going to sit on your hands or are you going to act? Get some of that exposure. Limit some of this exposure to Wall Street right now. It's a great idea. Check out our friends at YRefi. Keep telling you, up to 10.25% return. Not correlated to Wall Street, not correlated to the Fed, not correlated to interest rates, not correlated to Janet Yellen or Jay Powell or anybody else. InvestYRefi.com. That's the word. Invest, the letter Y, REFY.com, or just call them at 888-YREFY24. We did have University of Michigan survey, and oh, well, gosh, Big shocker here, Jason. Inflation expectations took off again. Oh, wow. Gee, wow. I'm shocked. Oh, I can't believe it. Really?
Oh, boy.
Really? I thought they fixed it.
Well, you know, I'm looking at silver, a leap day. Remember, we had a leap year. This is leap year. This is election year. Silver was about 20. I forgot it was this low. $22.75. It's up $7 for just March and part of April. That if you had a monster box of silver, your silver in that box is just by spot price went up $3,500. I mean, and I don't see where it's stopping. I don't know how fast it's going to keep going. I think we can predict the speed, but I can predict that it's going to keep going up. It's always going to keep going up. Yeah, it has some down days, but this is not a down day type of situation we're looking at. So inflation is driving the show. It's these metals and the commodities. This is a commodities driven rally, and Joe, it's getting scarier by the minute. That little visit by the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, over to China, and how many times has Biden and Janet Yellen gone over to the Chinese and begged them for things just to get laughed out of the room? And I think this is a reaction. This is, hey, Janet Yellen, here's what you get for your advice. Here, gold's up 70.
Yeah, let me tell you right now, Janet Yellen was not there for what the media said. She wasn't there warning them about Russia or oh my gosh, you're making too many solar panels. No, please don't do it. Stop. That's not why she was there. Have you figured it out yet? Huh? And here's the thing. This isn't the big move. People think it's a big move. This isn't the big move. This is the precursor to the big moves that all of us have talked about. Right? We, you know, it's funny because gold's one of those things where, hey, I'm gonna prepare. I'm gonna get ready. But I hope I'm wrong. Right? I mean, that's kind of how you feel about it. It's kind of like a prepper, right? The end of the world's coming. I hope it doesn't. Right? But I'm gonna get ready. And here it is. This is just the start. You know, we talk about all the bad treasury auctions, right? Wait till they're really bad, right? Wait till they're terrible, right? That we're not there yet. Now, and I've been speculating, listen, the inventory levels in the commodities world are just a mess. There is no supply. There's no extra supply of silver. There's no extra supply of gold. There's no extra supply of just about anything. The only thing there's extra supply of is natural gas, and that's only here because Biden doesn't want to ship it out anywhere, right? Everywhere else, right? Here's the funny part. It's actually going to hurt oil prices. By the way, did you see Phoenix? Did you see it? Have you seen it yet? Gas up another 20 cents. Yeah. $4.54, $4.99 on unleaded gas today. Yeah, congratulations. You thank California for that, by the way. Thanks a lot. Why? Oh, well, one of the refiners has a problem. Right? One of the refiners has a problem. This is what the problem is. Anytime somebody's got a problem, there's a problem. There's been reports circulating that several of the big gold mines out there may be drying up. Now, I don't know, but Jason, that's kind of what we've been hearing, right? That all of a sudden, hey, some of this supply that we were hoping to come isn't coming, on top of everybody keeps buying, and it's not in the ETF. Right. This isn't the paper. This is physical.
How much record buying does central banks have to do before a gold mine gets exhausted? This has been going on for years, and so it's just mathematics. I mean, look at, we have gold. Gold is at record highs for weeks now. Coming into today, before the massive price action, gold is at record level highs, and it goes up 2.5%. It's up 2.5% from a record high level. That's 2.5% gold is up. and it's at record highs before I did this today, and you got the markets down 1%. I mean, Joe, you know, let me echo some stuff that try to remember way back to 2021. I live in a housing area. Joe's seen the housing area. Joe would be shocked, because Joe hasn't been back to my housing area in a while. He'd be shocked to see what's going on there. Now, in 2021, I bought my house late 2020, and the houses were going up. One here, one there, and it was normal building going on a projected growth area for a housing area. In 2021, it just kind of went like that, and then the inflation did start in 2021. But late in 2021, suddenly entire sections were just being slammed together. I mean, it was a sprint suddenly at the middle and late of 2021. It's like, what is going on? And then what happened was in 2022, the massive inflation came. And that's when we got to the Fed's year-over-year numbers of 7s and 8s and 9s. Joe, there's a section of this neighborhood that's being built, and it went from just kind of poking around in 2023 this year it just there's another. It's almost like an entire section of neighborhood just going up all at once. There's suddenly a lot more motivation or whatever. These guys, I watch it. You just watch it. The speed of things, it slowed down. They weren't building houses as fast last year. They just weren't. You know, this is a multi-year project. But late 2021, bam, they just went crazy all the way through 2022, building entire swaths. These guys are very sensitive to inflation. These builders know that, hey, we better build this stuff now, because 6 months from now, it's going to be way more expensive. Let's hire more teams. Let's get this stuff in. Let's get it done now, because – and if the stuff we're seeing in the price points in gold and silver, Joe, are an indication, what is it going to cost for things 6 months from now? What is Christmas going to look like this year, Joe? It's very scary, because we've always said if gold moves very, very quickly – it's not going to be a good indication of what's going on. And that's what we're seeing, Joe. What is a loaf of bread going to cost in 6 months? What's a gallon of gas going to cost? What is a house going to cost? What is a set of tires for your car going to cost? I don't see anything but a really gray cloud forming over in 2024. And how long have we been saying it, Joe? 2024. Bad stuff's getting ready to set up and happen. And whether it happens all this year or we get a little bit in 2025, it doesn't matter. You need to buy this stuff now. You need, if you've got it, and I know some guys don't got it. A lot of guys don't got it out there. But whatever you got, I would break it off and get it into something. If for some reason you don't like gold and silver, you better get it in something. It's not safe in the banks, just sitting there, just being eroded every day. Joe's been doing this a lot longer than me. I've been watching it for a while, but I've been into this about 10 years, seriously selling gold and silver. And this is just 2011. It rose really fast in 2011 when it got overbought, but it wasn't moving like this, right, Joe? You're saying you've told me all this week. It's like, I've just never seen this. But we talk about it being a possibility. So it's like I said, you can get into a car wreck. You just don't think you're going to get into one until it happens, right, Joe? That's kind of what this feels like. Bad inflation, hyperinflation, you talk about it, it's a possibility, but you don't believe it until it actually starts to happen, Joe.
Well, it's kind of like this, right? How do you go bankrupt? It's gradual at first, and then all of a sudden, and this is one of these all of a sudden moments, right, it's not going backwards. There's been a fundamental change. It's been going on since the financial crisis. I mean, central banks, as an example, they've been buying gold since like 2006 every year. It's done is it just gets more and more, a little more and a little more and a little more. But we've seen a big fundamental change in the markets this year, which is, hey, the whole hope and everybody, hoping and praying that somehow the magic inflation fairy was gonna show up and allow for our central bank and our government to print unlimited amounts of money, and somehow inflation was going to go down. It doesn't work that way. And I think all that's happened, Jason, really honestly, is everybody's just getting ready for the fiat crisis that's coming. And it's coming everywhere, right? And we're just getting ready. Like I said, this isn't, you know, some people, oh, this is the big move. This isn't the big move. Believe me when I tell you, this isn't the big move. The big move comes when all of a sudden, right, they got to come out and say, hey, you know what? Like Jason said, a loaf of bread's $30, right? McDonald's, right? The Big Mac meal is $30, right? That's going to be why? Because the dollar doesn't buy anything. We've seen this in countries, you know, Argentina and all these other places. You've seen it happen to Russia when the wall, you know, tear down the wall and all this stuff. Things that are real are going to be what has value. Look at housing. Housing is another great one to look at. Why? Because it defies logic. Right? Housing sales suck. Right? You're like 90s levels. Yet price keeps going up. Right? Price keeps going up. And like Jason said, everybody wanted to fly in and buy all these houses because I got a funny feeling they kind of knew, hey, it's going to get even more expensive to build the home. 800-951-0592, Joe and Jason here on this Friday as we've had another big move in the gold and silver markets today. $5 Liberties. These are the older 1866 to 1907. I'm going to roll back the clock. So yesterday, they were $675. Right now, they're $685. But here's what we're going to do. 1 through 19 at $675. If you buy 20 of them or more, $670. You want to buy 50 or more, $665. So you buy 50 or more, they'll actually be $5 less than they were yesterday at 800-951-0592. And Jason, you know, it's one of those things. We keep saying it, right? The longer you wait, the more you pay. Premiums are actually, they're really good right now. I mean, outside, I will say this. Silver Eagles are getting a little sketchy. And I just mean as far as stock. Right now, the 2024s are out of stock again. They have some back dates, but outside of that, though, Jason, overall, premiums are really good right now. You're actually, I know that gold's, expensive to where it was 8 weeks ago, but you're actually buying it at a really good price because premiums have been really good considering where they were, you know, like during COVID.
Yeah, we get those premiums coming up. There's going to be a flood of buyers at some point during this rally in gold and silver prices. There's going to be a flood of customers at some point, and that'll put pressure on the physical market even more, and then the premiums will go up. And Joe, if we have 2,500 gold next week, if that's where we're headed, and the premiums were to go up, I mean, what do we be selling a $20 live for? Like $2,900, I think, right? Sounds about right. $2,900. So these $5 lives is a great value. This is a great way to get in. And I'll just say this. Well, I don't know what Joe's got in stock over there in Arizona, and I don't have a whole lot here, but get whatever you can get and get it fast. I would buy it and take possession of it as quickly as you can. I wouldn't wait around. This is not the time to be waiting. I mean, think about this, Joe. When I came, I joined you in 2018. I talked that year and in 2019 about this is the good old days. This is the good old days. This is when you want to cash in. This is when years down the line, you're like, I remember buying 20s for $1,250 in 2018. You know, I told that was one of the first things I did when I was on the radio. Like, yeah, I know it's getting ready to go up. I knew the next fake emergency was coming. Didn't know what it was. Knew it was coming. And then, boom, gold blew up to $2,000 in 2020. all of 2022 and all of 2023, Joe, we've been saying, this is the good old days. This is a great time to buy. This is when you should be buying this stuff now, because in years to come, you'll be able to say, I bought a $20 gold piece for $2,200 or $2,100. Okay, I bought it for $2,050. We're close to $2,600. We're $2,500 to $2,600 on these coins, and it's not stopping. It's just not stopping. So if you look at the price action, if a COVID emergency is any indication, that's about 40%. It's a 40%. If we're seeing the same thing, let's just say it resembles the same kind of action. 2,000 gold is 2,800 gold this year. That's 40%. I mean, it sure looks like this is another good old days is escaping us. We're not there yet. You guys have time, but it's all about your situation. And are you shaking? Are you worried? Oh, I'm going to buy it. It's going to go down. You know, the worst thing that happens, you buy gold and it goes down, you have an ounce of gold. You have enough to buy a cow. Regardless if gold goes up or down, you're buying a whole cow with that ounce. That's what you got. You solidified your position. Who cares what the price action does on a day-to-day basis? It's going to go up and down. But Joe, you have to secure this stuff. You have to do it before this rally keeps on going. And here's the thing: there's many guys out there that have been prognosticating the last couple of years that we may be going on a multi-decade gold bull market. Which means, you know, maybe it won't go up this fast forever. I don't foresee that at all. But gold going up every single year for 20 years in a row, it just won't stop. And, Joe, I don't see why that can't happen, because I don't see anything less than – it sure looks like we're going to have real inflation of 7 or 8% as being the norm when all the debt settles up to this next explosion.
Yeah, and it's, you know – frustrating may be the word for a lot of people, because, hey, wait a minute, you know, and I said this the other day, right? I thought we had more time. I thought we had more time. And we don't have more time, because here's the realities are simple. The government is out of control. Spending is out of control. I don't think people really appreciate how bad it really is, and how impossible these levels are. Could you imagine if we were only running a trillion and a half deficit, or a $1 trillion deficit? I mean, what would happen to the economy, right? And this is the big problem. Right, because everything's been so hyped up, and because, listen, it's been hyped up, and this is the part people don't get. The banks are broke. They're broke. The system, this is what fiat money does. Right, it goes to zero. That's what it's supposed to do. We live in this debt monetary system, and it's broke. They broke it during the financial crisis. It was broke then. And guess what they decided to do? Let's paper over it. And when we go broke the next time, let's make sure that the depositors have to pay for it. And that's what's coming. Whether, you know, we can talk about national debt, we can talk about people buying gold and central banks buying gold and all this other stuff. But here's the realities. The banks are broke. It's just that simple. And now, because all they want to do is print, now we have inflation that's not going away. There's only one way it goes away. And I keep saying it over and over and over again. It's only one way it goes away. A crash. The bursting of the bubble. And believe me, when the bubble bursts, the banks go with it. It's just that simple. You decide. Prepare, don't prepare. You know, we've been telling you, really, step by step, all year long, exactly what's going to happen. And again, like I said, I don't know, oh, this was the big move. No. Oh, no. Listen, big moves are going to be when gold 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000. Then we'll talk about Big Blue. Patriot Radio News Hour. We'll be back after the break. 800-951-0592. Joe and Jason, Patriot Radio News Hour on this Friday. And I guess, you know, if you want to believe that Janet Yellen was over there in China to talk about solar panels, right? Okay. Sure. And, you know, I was born at night, and, well, inflation isn't just the endless printing of money. And you know what? Gas prices just didn't go up another 20 cents today. It just didn't happen. That's not why she was there. You do know that, right? They're not going to say it. But again, the situation is pretty clear. The house of cards is a house of debt. That's all it's been. And now think about it. Let's just think about it here. Okay, housing, you know, people are paying their mortgage, and we got everybody, you know, in at a 3% mortgage and this and that, but commercial real estate's dead. The people can't pay, right? We've got record non-payment on credit cards now. Right, auto loans. Right, the repo man is out there working overtime. Right, the eviction notices have been piling up. But don't worry. Right, somehow the banks are fine. Right, I mean, no, that's not what's happened. And now on top of it, right? Hey, listen, here's the problem. As far as the Chinese go, right? They're like, hey, we got to sell our debt too. Right? The Japanese, right? We got to sell our debt. It's debt everywhere. When the debt bomb blows, you don't want to be unprepared. I mean, it's just that simple. People haven't figured it out. Like I said, you know what I said the other day? No one's afraid yet. Because they don't know what's happening, right? They don't want, you know, Wall Street's still 38,000. I mean, it's not 40, but it's 38. I mean, come on, pretty good. Right? And yeah, all right. AI, AI, AI. How many times have they done that to us? Right? And hype it up and blow it out of proportion, and then it ends up, right, a couple of companies survive it all, and everybody else goes bust. $5 pre-1933, and really 1866 to 1907, $5 liberties, 1 through 19, 675, 20 or more, 670, 50 or more, 665. That's cheaper than they were yesterday. And right now, listen, gold's only up 35. It's been up like 70. So consider yourself lucky. Silver, I know. Oh, my gosh, how dare. Jason, silver's only up 70 cents right now. I mean, that's the things that we're talking about. And this is something where what makes it truly different, is we're heading into this bubble. You know, we called this the year of chaos, and it won't matter. Believe me, doesn't matter if Donald Trump or Joe Biden or whoever is going to be the next president. It's going to have no bearing. Matter of fact, I truly believe that the big pain comes in 2025. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Because that's when you really, the next big leg up in debt for the United States is 2025. We're gonna be talking about $3 trillion and hoping it's not $4 trillion. That's where we're going to be at. And you better understand what the real ramifications are. And right now they've got people sleepwalking. New York Community Bank, let's not forget oh, no, it's fine. Steve Mnuchin, he's going to take care of it, Jay. That's going to fix it.
Right. And in 2020, the market crash that was circling around the COVID emergency, it just went straight down and went right straight back up because of all the printing. That's not normal. That's not normal what happened. The housing crash, that was 2007, 2008, 2009. That's where most of the damage was over years. So what we may be looking at here is staging for a huge event, and it might not happen. You know, the big damage might not happen until 2025. Listen to what we're saying. We tell you this is the good old days of buying the last couple of years. It was a great time to buy. Not as good now, I guess you could say that. Yeah, it costs more, but it's not going to stop. And if we're seeing a bull run that's going to really push really hard, this is going to happen over the course of a couple of years. It's going to be extremely painful for some. Some people are going to benefit from it. This is why we try to get you guys to move yourself into a more beneficial situation. And what I say, Joe, earlier that, you know, silver from, you know, $22 to $29, you know, just since the end of February, which basically March and part of April, your box of Silver Eagles, if you have one, that's up $3,500 in 6 weeks. Right, Joe? That's incredible move. That's incredible movement. Gold, the same thing. You were flirting around at 2,000. It was just kind of languishing. I was talking to Joe this morning. We were so happy that gold was above 2,000 in December and just stayed there. It's like, okay, we're here. It's here and it's staying here. And then it didn't stay there very long, did it, Joe? In the last 7 weeks, it went from $2,004 gold on February 14th, and look where it is now, $2,400 and a bunch on top. It's the volatility right now. We're seeing some volatility now, but it's moving.
What did I say? Gold's finally comfortable above 2,000, right? The next leg is upon us, but it's for all the wrong reasons. Right, and this is, I think this is the part that's got some people confused. Actually has me really worried, because the crisis hasn't happened yet. I think a lot of people would understand it, right, if the crisis had already happened. But Jason McDowell, gold is the leading indicator in all of this. Patriot Radio News Hour, final segment for the week. Stay with us. 800-951-0592. Final segment here on this Friday. Gold 2390 has been as high as 2430. The highs today. Silver right at 29. So just skip 28 altogether this week. And it's been as high. Listen, silver
moving.
Got to 29.90, so almost touched 30. Had a little bit. We'll see how long the pullback lasts. As we know, seems like the rally heavy on Fridays. $5 liberties, 1866 to 1907, 675. 20 or more, 670. 50 or more, 665 at 800. 951-0592. And this is a story that I hate to see, because it just means they're getting ready to crack down even more on us. Morgan Stanley under pressure, as the Wall Street Journal is reporting. Multiple federal regulators are probing the bank's investment and financial services on how it vents wealthy clients who are at risk of laundering money. According to sources, the SEC, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, and the Treasury Department are investigating the wealth management arm of Morgan Stanley. They've already, you know, it's so funny, these banks, they all do it. They all get caught, and they, oh, we're sorry, pay some money. But here's why I hate it. Because you know what comes down from this stuff? More regulation on you and I, right? When you think about, hey, why can't I do a pay to the order on a check anymore? Why can't I do a third-party check anymore? Because of this. Why can't I put money in my granddaughter's account or my grandson's account? Because of this, right? Why can't I go to the bank and ask them, I'd like to have $5,000 in cash, please, and they send a probe up my backside, right? Because of this, right? This is This is why, and they use this as a front, Jason, to even come up with even more restrictions. And I'm sure after this probe is over, get ready, the banks are going to crack down even harder now.
Yeah. Going to the bank is quite the adventure nowadays. You never know how they're going
to behave. Going to the dentist anymore. I mean, seriously.
I guess that's actually a good analogy because they both ask a lot of very personal questions. You know, especially the dentist, you have to sign up. You have to tell them your whole health history and everything about you. And it's a good analogy, Joe, because going to the bank. Remember you could go to the bank, you could have an aunt or a niece or a nephew or somebody, you can go and deposit a little money into their account for a birthday or something, and now you show up there, it's like, we aren't going to let you do that. Well, do you have ID? Okay, well, can you even...
You're not on that account. You can't put money in there.
You can't put money in there. It's like, man.
Bank of America now, Billy. Well, you talk about people that don't know how to forecast gold. Well, I guess they're getting with it. They're now raising their gold forecast again. This time now saying gold, $3,000 by 2025. 800-951-0592. Take the time. Add to your portfolios. Be smart here. These banks aren't as safe as they're trying to lead you to believe. Patriot Radio News Hour, we're wrapping up. Jason and I are going to come back on Monday.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.